Number 36. In many seaside towns, there are telescopes on the seafront so that people who want to look at the view or at ships on the sea can do so more easily. You have to put a coin in before you can use the telescope, and after a few minutes, you have to put in another coin if you want to continue using it. One day, Mr. Brown was on holiday in a seaside town which had telescopes like this. And he was walking along the seafront when he saw two sailors looking through one. First one was looking, and then the other, and they were taking turns to put in another coin from time to time. Mr. Brown was rather surprised to see sailors using the telescope, because he thought that they would have had enough of looking at the sea while they were on their ship. Then he thought that they might perhaps be looking for their own ship on the sea, but that seemed improbable to him. How could sailors not know where their ship was? Then Mr. Brown suddenly realized that they were not looking at the sea at all. The telescope was pointed at the beach, and they were looking along it slowly and carefully. Mr. Brown wondered whether they had lost something. Suddenly, the sailors left the telescope and went off at a fast rate. So Mr. Brown stopped wondering and continued his walk. It was not until half an hour later that he found out what the two sailors had been searching for with the telescope. He met them again, each with a very pretty girl on his arm.
One. What are there on the seafront in many seaside towns? Two. What are those telescopes used for? Three. What do you have to do before you can use one of the telescopes? Four. Who was on holiday in a seaside town? Five. What did he see when he was walking along the seafront? Six. Why was Mr. Brown surprised to see sailors using the telescope? Seven. What were the sailors looking at? Eight. What seemed improbable to Mr. Brown? Nine. What did he find out half an hour later? Ten. When he met the sailors again, what did they have?